Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Now, I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant right now concerning Tyler Seguin. I need people to understand they need to stop harassing my boy, okay? Let's get honest about his production. And know in the last two and a half, maybe 3 years, it hasn't been the greatest. But let's be honest, the guy hasn't been healthy, okay? This is the first year that I feel that he's been at his healthiest. He's got 12, maybe 13 goals this season. He's on pace for 40 goals. And him being on the top line while Ropey Hintz is hurt has been very helpful for him. But once Ropey gets back, I'm sure that he'll reprise his role on the first line. And maybe they'll just interchange the two guys. The guys are both great players. And it's just time to stop harassing Tyler Seguin. You know, it's all about what he's doing this season. I know he had a big contract. And maybe that was a bad choice to give him that large of a contract in the beginning. But the truth is, we're stuck with it. And there's not a whole lot we can do with that part, and now it's just, let's love him for what he's doing this year. Let's do our part as the fans of this team to support him. Well, now I'm done with that rant. Let's move on to the next topic. Okay, I got a buddy of mine that's asking me about Timo Meier from San Jose. He's looks like he's on the trade deadline chopping block to go somewhere. There's rumors that he's going to come to Dallas. And quite frankly, I think it's going to cost us way too much. And I'm to the point with the whole trade deadline thing. I don't think we need it much. This team is incredible. We're not in the number one spot for nothing. We're not in the number one point totals for nothing. This team is incredible. It does an amazing job of, you know, getting through adversity when adversity hits us. And unfortunately, that San Jose game had a lot to do with the fact that Timo Meier went off that day. And I know that we should have won it. We were up 3-0, and games like that happen. But it's what you do with your adversity, and I think we do an excellent job. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is Jim Neal, our general manager. Again, I have nothing but high praise for the man. And as hockey fans, true hockey fans that understand this game, and new people that are coming into it, remember, if you ever listen to like my preamble or my introduction to my podcast, my job was to teach you something. And I hope that this is something that you learn from me and continue to learn as you become a hockey fan. This game is a hella process. And the best GMs know how to put teams together. And if you think about it, Jim Neal has been absolutely a beast everywhere he's ever been. And you look at the late 90s, early 2000s in Detroit, the Stanley Cups that they've won, the things that they did up there. This team, in my opinion, is going to be like that. We're going to start seeing cups in our future. I truly believe that this team will be in the Stanley Cup final at the end of this time. Remember, just 2 years ago, we were in the Stanley Cup final against Tampa Bay. It was in the bubble. It was in a historical moment. It was a crazy time with the pandemic. We did lose to Tampa Bay. But things like that spark you and make you want to be better. And this team is poised to be good for a long time. The structure's there. Playing the right way. Getting your players from development moments. I mean, look at Ropey Hintz, look at Jason Robertson, look at Miro Heiskanen. Once again, I'll always bring up the 2017 draft. That is something at the end of our time here, we're all going to be like, that is historical for us to be where we are right now. And look at the Wyatt Johnston situation. He's got 13 goals now. They say he's the second in scoring as far as goal production in the rookie campaign. He keeps this up, it's going to be like what Jason Robertson did last year, where he was fighting to be rookie of the year. And maybe this year we'll finally get a Calder Trophy winner. The point is, this team is incredible. And as fans, we need to be shouting that from the rooftops. We need to become incredibly proud of what we have here. And we need to just keep going. We're at the 51 game mark of what we have left of the season. There's still quite a bit more points to get. We have a game against Buffalo on Monday. And then Wednesday, I am going to the game with my roommate. And I'm going to see how I can integrate being at the game in a podcast situation. I really want to get people involved. I want to hear what the fans have to say. So I'm kind of hyping up that Wednesday podcast. If it all works out, I think it'll probably be one of my best ones. Anyway, remember, we're at 63 points right now. We got the most in the Western Conference. I know Boston's on a tear, and they've lost a couple games here and there. I think at this end of the season, the projection is it's going to be Boston and Dallas. And to me, that's a really incredible storyline. What if Tyler Seguin, the team that he won a Stanley Cup with at Boston, he goes in and gets a cup against him? Let's put that out there. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Go Stars!